so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
All right, and here we are with the Regrettable Podcast. Back. That's right. We're here live at the Tiki Bar.
What?
It was supposed to be the speakeasy, and
what?
Jay did a fast one on
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Hey, speakeasy closed.
Uh-huh.
Tiki Bar's open, baby.
That's where we're doing it from now on, then.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Ray. Thank you so much for letting us host this here.
We're host, he's going to bring us Dasani water.
That's I
right.
know.
He's cooking up a fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies for us.
That's right.
Now.
That's right. He's got some venison on the way, cooking, ready to go, some deer steak, right? You said that.
His son, I believe, caught us crappie while we were doing the last podcast.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah.
Of course.
After he accused me of being a tourist.
You're probably listening to the Regrettable Podcast and thinking, who's that weird voice?
Yeah.
That's Shiloh Brock Martin.
What?
SBM.
SBM.
Not
Mohammed
MSB.
Bin Mohammed MBS. Bin Salman.
Yeah. not that one.
Well, we're here... last hosting Hochatown, they graciously did us a crossover episode, so we got Shiloh on for this one because I thought he was a pretty funny guy. So,
hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you, but man, your shorts are aggressively short.
Yeah,
it's like that's all I can see.
He's been looking at his sack for the last 30 minutes.
You know,
sorry.
Is it Scary Movie when the gym coach? You know,
you hang in brain.
That's gonna be me in a second.
Next time I'm with my wife, this is what I'm gonna be thinking of.
Does it look like a satin gum?
It's the bat wing.
Yeah. I'm all balls though, so you're not gonna see anything else.
Okay.
Remember, I come pretty close to being a girl.
There you go.
That close.
You made that decision in the womb?
It was my choice.
It was,
you know. I've definitely heard you are the most manly hermaphrodite you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Should we go over that again?
Go to Hosting Hochatown and listen to all the stuff that was cut out.
I was going to say, that I don't think
reel?
That made it.
No. No,
thank
it didn't.
You. That my was grandmother,
G, that
thank
was G-rated.
Your grandma listens? She's not going to listen to this, though, is
Hopefully
she?
Hopefully not.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. Yeah. Let me tell you. I'm probably not going to share this to my social media. Maybe to my Twitter, but not to my Facebook.
That's kind of grandma's on Facebook.
But yeah, that's how I differentiate. Like, I see people on Facebook post the wildest shit. The wildest shit. And I'm like, do you all not have grandmas?
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because their grandmas are posting wilder shit.
Yeah.
Dude. Grandma's gone wild. That's what I'm trying to see.
GG.
You see some of that stuff, it's like, all right, grandma, let's get you to bed now.
how fast do we want to get into politics? Because the best ones are the FEMA Walmart meme, and when they're like, this is what's going to happen now that Barack and Hillary are brother and sister, whatever. I'm like, grandma, thank God you don't know what a Twitter is.
I just love this day and age. I can judge the mental health of my friends by their Facebook usage. There's been a couple I've been a little worried about recently because they never post anything. Now they're posting 30 things a day. And I'm starting to get a little. Maybe I should reach out to them.
Now,
especially when they're
that.
Like, I think I'm going to kill myself tonight. Maybe I should.
You know what? I'll call them tomorrow.
I think we have to plug the suicide hotline every time we mention
that's
this,
right?
Right?
That's right. Just go listen to Logic. We got, I remember after high school, like I broke up with a girlfriend and never used Facebook and then all of a sudden was sharing like music videos and trying to make posts feeling good about myself. And of course it got like a zilch.
Yeah.
And then I felt like that's when I deleted it and then got a new one. And that's why I'm so bitter today, actually, I think.
Like, forget you guys.
Yeah.
You don't like my shit.
If only you got a few more likes.
Just a couple more likes and maybe my life would have been completely different.
Well, the best, what I love as an indicator on social media is Instagram, and it's how you know if a girl's going through it. Like, a girl will have, maybe one or two pictures of her and her boyfriend for, like, a year's time. As soon as they break up, four bikini pictures that day. And now they're getting bold. It's ass out.
I was going to say, one of them with the looking back over their butt cheeks.
I'm like I can see the brown of your butthole.
Yeah.
Wear something else, man.
Looking like a chili ring.
Grandma's not on Instagram.
My ex, just the other day, posted a video of another guy pouring a beer into her mouth. So that's how I know she's doing all right.
Damn.
Do y'all ever talk about like viral things that happen and like discuss?
Yeah, sure.
Them?
Which yeah, got
like COVID 19
like venereal disease.
Yeah, well,
flies carry disease, so keep yours closed.
So, a few years ago, I'd say maybe 2 years ago, there was a video. I don't remember if it was Calf Fry or LJT, but those are both like Red Dirt music festivals that last a few days. One's in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and the other one's down in like Stephenville, Texas or something. Yeah, Calf Fry's in Oklahoma, LJT, Larry Joe Taylor Fest is down in Texas. But anyways, in a crowd of people, this girl who may be 22, maybe 18, maybe 26, I don't know. She's in her 20s. She's at a music festival. They pour beer down a dude's dick, and she drinks the beer off his penis. And then it goes to Twitter. And, like, the whole time I'm like, what if you get married?
That's going to be out there forever.
That's yeah. there. You can't
That's
delete
there.
That.
You're, yeah, he stumbles across it on Pornhub.
Your son, your yeah,
the
like,
hell?
Your fiance. Dude. Is like, I think I saw you. It might not have been you.
Come on, hubby. You never did the dick shot before?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
How do you explain that? I mean, I don't know. I will put some like wildly funny things. Like, in my opinion, they're funny. I'll put them on Twitter. But let me tell you, I've never posted my penis or anything like right. that. Mostly be
what
for obvious hey, reasons.
Leslie, y'all know Leslie, my sister-in-law. She will. She keeps a dick pic in her phone, and when guys send her DPs, pretty dizzle pizzles as we call them on the show. Pretty often.
Oh, that's her response.
She'll respond with that DP.
With a bigger DP?
Yeah, with another one. And he says, and the guy will always respond. She says, they will always respond, why'd you send me that? She goes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Anybody ever
exactly.
If anybody ever hands me a phone to show me a picture, I'm terrified.
Yeah, you ever like accidentally like, press the back button on the gallery and you're like, yeah. yo,
yeah, or just swipe left or right, DP,
yeah,
DP.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see.
Wish
that.
I hadn't seen that. Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm married because I don't think I could get my DP game on. To be honest, you know, I wouldn't even right. know. Like, I don't know
what
if I
angle?
Could. Yeah, yeah. That, yeah
from the bottom.
Absolutely.
Imagine how yeah. bad it would have been if you had to use Polaroids.
Mm.
You're oh just sitting there like,
yeah.
What about when other people had to take the picture? I mean, some guy drawing you, yeah. that's worse than a Polaroid.
Draw me like one of your French men.
I mean, how about these guys that are getting chiseled, you know,
oh, yeah.
in the statues
yeah.
in the marble? Like, yeah, yeah. Chisel me one out of marble. Yeah. I want to send yeah. it over to the next village.
Before
yeah.
Why is it so small?
Yeah. That does make me feel great, like, when I see those old, like, super, super famous, like, artistic sculptures with just tiny-ass penises. I'm like,
okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I got a half inch on them.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't trying to brag, but your boy's looking thick, you know what I'm saying?
I bet his is harder than yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's marble.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, man. But we're actually here live, man, at the Tiki Bar. We're sitting outside. We're enjoying some beverages.
Yes. This shout is definitely, out to Ray.
Yeah, shout out to Ray. Thank you so much for the Broken Tiki Tours. Of course, August 28th, we're going to be going live on the Tiki Boat.
So it's kind of like this.
It's kind of
like
this.
But we'll be floating,
yeah,
bitches.
Yeah. International waters.
Sorry.
No laws.
Yeah, right? Gambling, chicken fighting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just whatever you want, really. I think is what Ray said. Is that?
Yeah.
That's
in the clause.
Along the lines.
It's in the contract.
Well.
He's probably calling the police right now. Yeah. So
may I just say, I found out about 6 months ago that I have wasted 2 years of my life when I found out that cockfighting was with chickens.
Oh, you've been training hard?
I mean, that's years that I'll never get back.
Oh, you'll get them back.
I
just
mean,
in a different way,
yeah.
brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing's so hard a cat couldn't scratch it. And so, I was ready to play tummy sticks. And next thing you know, turns out, roosters are involved.
Anytime you get around Shiloh here, it just cannot stray away from dick talk.
Cannot.
Like it's just constant.
Sorry.
That's okay. Keep it coming.
I don't know the rules.
No, literally.
Yeah, there's no rules. That's the best part about it. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. So very, very excited for that. August 28th, you're going to be listening to this sometime. And then
if you hear this between now and August 28th, mm-hmm. then totally buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Because the tickets are pretty much gone at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah. So see what you can do. BrokenTiki.com. We're looking at maybe turning it into a monthly thing if it's a big blast and a hit for everybody. So.
If it's big enough, shoot, why not weekly?
Yeah.
For that matter.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, weekly.
I'm game.
You down for that, Patrick?
What do you got? Hey, you ain't got no babies coming or nothing. Yeah. You ain't got to do stuff.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
When I talk about taking the podcast, like, oh, we could take it to Dallas. Jay's like, let's do it. And I look at Patrick and he's like, he wants to put as minimal amount into this as possible.
He's like, can I phone it in?
Yeah. I get it. I'm not paying you.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, hopefully we could get there at some point.
Speaking of, this has been a volunteer situation for a long time, and eventually you'll sell it for 6 to 10 figures, and when you do, I just hope I'm still available.
Yeah, you get a cut? No.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't expect a cut. I just expect to be available, to be around the mic.
When
that's
I sell
all.
This for $10 million.
When I have, I just need one mic.
There we go.
Just one microphone.
Okay.
Fair enough,
yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely a different atmosphere for the podcast. We're stepping out of our comfort zone, which is usually in the nice studio.
Yes.
You know, we're stepping outside.
No cicadas.
Yeah. I'm getting attacked. There's buzzards coming down on me. There's all kinds of effluvium and other things
also
to watch out for here.
Beverages here.
There's also beverages. Well, so we can drink openly.
As much as y'all camp, I thought this was the comfort zone.
This is.
I mean, I thought just, you loved humidity and mosquitoes.
A man that likes the podcast, apparently.
Laying on the freaking ground. Well, what is
it? I'll just say, wait, Ray, till you see my Yelp review on this place, okay?
I love it.
1 star.
Yeah. The cicadas wouldn't shut up, all right?
I believe you can get all the grasshoppers to shut their mouths for us, please.
At 9 o'clock, it got dark. What the hell's up with that?
Excuse me, can you not raise the sun a little bit?
Please.
Nothing more self-affirming than writing a Yelp review. People think they're so goddamn important nowadays. I was telling on the show earlier, I saw a Facebook post that was like, I wanted to destroy myself. But that was too easy for the world. So instead, I'm going to rebel with self and, you know, preservation or something like that. And it was just like, you know what? The world continues with or without you.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Doesn't even know you're gone. Die.
That's like a Facebook post saying, I'm leaving Facebook.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's like, shut up and get out of here. Nobody was reading your shit anyway, bro. True. Sorry.
Yeah. One thing I will say, though, as far as like review culture, if that's a culture, everything's a culture now.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate those people who take the time to review products and give you an honest, like you said earlier with your lapel mics, you were like, these were the best reviewed ones. And that's the first thing I look at. I go to Amazon, I see something, and that's like.
You type in Fleshlight.
Yeah, Fleshlight.
Yep.
Fleshlight, $69. Cool, but reviews.
Right.
You know, and then you find out you can just. Put it in a little warm water, and it takes it to the next level.
Right, right.
I wouldn't have known that without the review.
The review's like, let me finish. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salsa, bad, okay.
Say less. Yeah. Yeah, don't clean it with wet ones. But really, I mean, I was in the market for a laser tape measure or laser measure the other day, and my cousin, he sells Hilti tools, and if you know anything about tools, Hilti are expensive. He's like, yeah, man, I got this laser measure, and it's $200, dude, and it'll do everything you want to do. So I went to Amazon, and I typed in laser measure, and there was one for $23 that did everything the Hilti one would do and had like 5,000 reviews, 5 stars, and I was like, yeah, I think I'll just spend $23 on it.
I just feel like whenever I read a review for something on Amazon, I'm like, this person's insane and dead now.
Yes.
Like, they're dead by now. I don't know. I can't imagine taking the time to write out a long review on a product. Like, I don't know.
That was the last thing they ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I'm on my deathbed with COVID.
This foot massager was so nice, and then they hung themselves.
Yeah.
Not that nice, I guess.
I want to go out on top of the world. That was the best foot massage I've ever had.
Yeah,
so I certainly love the ones like with the banana slicer.
Oh yeah,
you know this, or you can, you know, because we all know how difficult that can be, slicing a banana up.
Yeah.
So this was a invention to make that so much simpler. And the reviews are like, this saved our marriage. I used to use a hammer, but now this has absolutely saved the day.
For slicing bananas.
things like that really make, like, I don't understand how we got to that point. Like, the other day I was in Walmart, and I seen, it was a super Walmart, I must have been in a city, but I seen a peeled orange, and then it was inside like a clam style plastic Okay. Whatever. What, you know what
so
I'm
just
saying?
For convenience. It's like for somebody doing the ketchup and mustard squirter.
And I'm like, if only nature would have put it in some sort of protective thing for us, because right. I don't know how hard it is to peel an orange, but you don't even need a knife or anything.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I'm so lazy, I've bought peeled hard-boiled eggs.
What? Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't I just
did
say
too.
That.
I did, too.
You bought a hard-boiled egg that didn't have the little crusty
that
piece
really
on the outside.
Thing that, what is it?
That
it's
makes
a thing
it a boiled
that you
egg?
Have to take off of?
The egg.
The shell.
The shell.
That's the shell.
Yeah, for, I bought that.
For me, the most convenient thing that I will like buy is squeezable peanut butter. I don't know why that hasn't been a thing since.
That's a real thing?
Yes.
What do you do with chunky, though?
Whoa.
Now, I am a big fan of the crunchy peanut butter,
yeah.
And so you just have to buy a tub of it like an animal. But, yeah, like Jif and Skippy and all them, they make, like, it's just, I don't know how, it's squeeze, like, you just squeeze it, and it's the best thing ever. So, like, for apples and peanut butter or a peanut butter sandwich or whatever, you just squeeze it out. Spread it. It's the best thing ever.
That does sound really nice. I mean, they started doing that with everything, right? What? Yeah, this is a riveting topic.
You remember when they made the PB, the
yeah, it was all
the
it was
jar of
Goober.
Oh.
Back to Dick Talk.
But
oh, you used that before for lube?
No, Goober penis. It's another.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
I never heard that.
You never sent. You never been like my Goober.
No. Nope.
Like, my Goober's got a wart.
Never nope. Actually said that.
My Goober's on fire.
Yeah. My Goober's got the drip. That type of thing.
Anyways, yeah, Goober. Yeah, I think that's what it's called, Goober. And it's like, yeah, little sections of peanut butter and jelly.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
But me, I guess I'm like pretentious or whatever because like I don't assume the ratio that I want
yeah,
in peanut butter
yeah,
and jelly.
Yeah.
Don't assume that.
What are you, are you an 80-20 man or something?
I'm probably a 70-30 peanut okay. butter to jelly, 70-30.
70 gotcha. On the peanut butter?
70 peanut butter,
yep.
Crunchy.
Yep. He's just smacking.
And a gallon of milk.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's I mean, that's how, like, you know, after I write my review, instead of hanging myself, I'm just going to do a peanut butter sandwich, no milk.
Oh, and then you die, you choke. SBM.
Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes peanut butter and bread, like, it just gets stuck in the roof of your mouth. I'll have to put my finger in there to get
yeah.
it off the roof of my
yeah.
mouth.
They, I'm a peanut butter guy. Just for the record, they called you SBM for, like, 13 times before I realized they were referring yeah. to you.
That would be my initials, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. No. Seriously, your acronym.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the fuck is SBM, bro? And then they had like worded it to me. I was like, "Oh snap!
I like
it's radio. We got to keep this moving, man. Yeah, your name's too long.
Salman bin Muhammad."
Well, may I just say, the three name thing is all Jay. Like for me, I've just always been Shiloh.
Brock.
Yeah, well, Shiloh Brock is like my Twitter and Instagram. But Jay was like, "Hey, I've got three names.
You've
could
got
have
three
names.
Names."
I'm like, Jay, everyone has three names. Some people have four,
but not as many people can make it cool as us.
Yeah.
I yeah. mean, these are the Massey bros, but
he doesn't have a third name.
I don't even know.
You
I was going to say, he doesn't
yeah.
have a third
name. I don't
name,
have a middle
and
name.
I don't,
yeah.
I've
yeah.
heard his third name a couple times, or his second name a couple times, but I don't remember it right off the top
why
of my head.
Why don't you have a middle name?
I don't.
Your parents didn't
just
love you?
My parents didn't think I was going to make it, so why even bother?
Your mom was like, I drank
he
through
was
this
a,
whole pregnancy.
One name's good enough for him, okay?
He was a Chernobyl baby.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then both the younger siblings got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they realized, they were like, okay, he worked out. Now let's make the good ones.
Yeah, we'll put a little effort this time around.
Yeah. Fair enough, man.
Fair enough,
that's
fair enough.
That's cool, though. I mean, it's unique.
They were buying me Lego sets when I was like 6 months old, so they obviously, I don't know.
Hoping for you to choke on them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You think
there's something going on there.
Assassins?
They put your crib right by the window and had the strings of the blinds. They would just place them in there every night. Like,
here's a plastic bag. Have fun.
Blow it up, kid.
Yeah. Some paper clips. We got plenty. All right.
Oh, my goodness. My. So this is definitely a different atmosphere, man.
I like
it's
it
a little
though.
Bit. It's going to take a little getting used to, but I like it a lot. What do you think?
Yeah, no, this could be the new norm.
This could be the new norm.
The seating arrangement may need to change.
Yeah.
May need to. He may need to be a little bit closer, maybe.
Yeah, you guys are like power move right now. You guys are all way on tall stools.
I probably should have kept my boom so that I could
You need a headset,
right.
And we all four need booms. So I'm going to buy one more boom so we all four have one.
There we go.
Yeah, you guys both look like Alex Jones just screaming into a microphone over there.
Goddamn pig human hybrids, Bohemian Grove. Goddamn it, Joe, choke me now.
I want to see that Alex Jones and Gary Busey podcast.
I'd like to see them fight.
You ever seen a kangaroo? You ever seen a kangaroo on drugs? You got to go to www.kangaroodid911.com.
Alex Jones literally is one of my favorite people, though, because, I mean, it
God
takes,
bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
It takes something to go bless out and say what he says.
I loved my favorite thing I've ever seen with Alex Jones is that kid who splashed coffee into his face, and then he ran down the street after him. Did you see that?
You showed me that. Yeah. That was hilarious.
So funny.
And I was like, he took that? Like, I mean, he just took it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he just took it. He's used to it by now.
People I guess. Have thrown I wouldn't, all I wouldn't manner react of that way.
Grape soda,
grape drink,
hot Sorry. Coffee, hot tea, milk. All of it has been. He's been through the ringer.
Ask Tyler about grape drink.
Tyler, tell us about grape drink.
About your experience grape things.
I've talked about it on the podcast a little bit, but when I was younger, it's fine. When I was younger, I had really bad stomach problems. Like, I would be constipated for like months. And we tried basically everything, but
our parents did a lot of Indian cooking growing up.
A lot of curry.
Just blocked me up. But finally, I went to a Canadian doctor. Shout out Canadian healthcare.
A shaman, right?
A shaman.
Medicine man.
A medicine was it free, though?
It only took 6 months to get in. But.
Yeah.
It was like waiting for concert tickets. You had to pitch a tent 2 weeks before your appointment.
I know you're a libertarian. That's a common view among y'all. And libertarian nowadays means a jaded Republican who shares memes on Facebook, by the way.
That's exactly what it means.
But going back
to
that.
You pegged, bro.
It really just means nobody's made fun of you yet. So exactly. Now he's a Republican, all right?
Now back to it.
Back to it.
But when I was living in Canada, I finally went to the doctor, and they gave me this jug of stuff called Go Lightly.
Oh,
and it
yes.
was Go Lightly, and it was this jug of just brine. That's what it was, brackish
water. Salt
water,
basically.
Yeah, and finally, I get it back to the house, and I have to drink a glass of this like every 30 minutes, and I can barely get it down. Like, I puked up the last three glasses.
Laura did this.
Really?
Yeah, I was with her.
Man. Does she want you telling this?
Yeah. Shout out, Laura Lindley, attorney at law, our title sponsor.
Well, also, sponsors Go Lightly.
Your favorite brackish water.
But no, so I finally get it, and I'm trying to drink it, and God bless my mom. She tried to mix it with grape flavored Gatorade mix.
Trying to help you out?
Trying to help me out.
Absolutely.
So I drank it, and I immediately yacked it all up.
Oh, no.
And to this day, I cannot drink anything grape flavored. It tastes like straight salt to me.
Salt water. Yeah, makes it's sense. Like salt water for the makes to sense. The man.
Grape soda, grape Powerade, Kool-Aid, grape gummies. Grape gummies.
It didn't matter.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Don't matter.
Those, I have to pick
it's like
out.
It's like salt. He's like, it tastes like salt.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I had one of those grape flavored 5-hour energy shots on the show, and I nearly puked. So there's that riveting.
I was
story.
Like, I saw it.
No, it's real interesting.
What else is next? What's next?
What kind of childhood illnesses did y'all have? Patrick, you're
right. I couldn't eat tomatoes.
Skinny. Did you have polio?
When I ate tomatoes, I didn't realize that tomatoes and ketchup were the same thing. So when I ate tomatoes, I got sick to my stomach. But I would eat ketchup like on fries, no problem.
Oh, right.
So it was like in my head.
I'm still like that.
Yeah?
Man, fuck tomatoes. I mean, other than if they're pureed.
Are they fruit or veggie? Vinegar.
Are you good with sauce? Tomato
yeah.
sauce?
Yeah.
You good
everything,
with pizza sauce?
Everything but a fucking real tomato.
What about exactly. V8?
V8?
I'll drink a V8. I'll drink a Bloody Mary. I like red beer. I just don't want a real life tomato.
A chihuahua.
But let me say that recently, today I had a pizza that had sliced tomato on it, but because it was hot, like warm, and mixed with some other texture profiles, mm-hmm. I didn't mind it.
Texture? Are you Gordon Ramsay? What do you mean texture profiles?
What are we talking about?
Hell's kitchen up this bitch.
Sorry.
What's a texture profile?
I mean, if you like,
they're giving you shit.
Yeah, so but I'll elaborate.
Yeah, please.
So, you know, with many different foods, they have different textures, which, you know, I would go as far as to say profiles of texture. So, with this pizza, I had this soft, warm tomato with this crunchy dough, you know, like a New York style pizza.
So crunchy's the flavor or the texture profile.
Texture yeah, profile. Yeah. Crunchy.
With an underlying softness.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very aerated. You know, it wasn't just a dense piece of cracker. You know, it was aerated. They rolled the thing on it. And then, you know, you got your, there was a nice black olive that was soft, but just firm enough to let you know it's there. Chicken that had been pan-seared so that, you know, it was juicy, but, you know, thick enough that...
Juicy's the texture profile?
I just wanted to tell about the chicken that it was juicy and nice. But it was firm, you know, so... Oh, and then feta cheese. Interesting texture.
You have a grinder account, don't you?
Well, I
denied that fact.
I use my uncle's.
Are people disappointed when a young man shows up?
I think they're more more disappointed than when he shows up in my place. Yeah.
I thought your mustache should be bigger.
They wanted a bear, not a cub.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an otter, I've been told.
It's like I've told Jay a couple times, like, go back to, you talk about texture profiles, flavor profiles. Don't call my steak a protein.
Yeah.
Do not. He hates if that. Anybody calls my steak a protein, I'll slap it in your face.
He hates that.
I hate that.
Well, in what context? Like, if you order a steak at a steakhouse, yeah, that's probably not cool. But I understand, like, if I'm at Chipotle and they're like, what protein would you like? And I'm like, oh, well, steak.
It's meat. All right.
What meat would you like?
Yeah.
That's the difference. What meat would you like? It's all meat.
What kind of I'm writing that down as another reason not to eat at Chipotle.
Yeah.
I thought the feces and the ice was the worst thing.
Yeah.
No, it's the fact that they call meat protein.
I mean, love Chipotle.
It's a fair point.
People go to Chipotle and get the dismantled burrito.
If they have tofu, is tofu a source of protein?
No. Yes.
No, what's the...
No, yes.
I don't know. Tofu's tofu. Steak, chicken's chicken. Don't call it protein.
Yeah, what kind of carbohydrates would you like? white bread, please.
Yeah. You have three different selections of your starch.
Exactly.
It's potatoes.
All bread, potatoes. Bitch. Every single selection is a potato, just in a different form.
Scalloped, mashed, or baked.
Yeah.
Excuse me, how do you like your riboflavins? Riboflavins.
Yeah, riboflavins.
Shut up, you mitochondria.
The powerhouse of the cell.
Hey, the nucleus of this conversation.
It's the factory of the cell, okay?
Yeah.
That must be a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Riboflavins.
Ribo.
In your capillaries.
Capillaries. Damn. Northerners? No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm as northern as it comes in Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma City. Yeah. Seriously.
I don't fit in anywhere, man. If I'm up north, I'm a dumb redneck. If I'm down here, I'm a crazy Yankee.
In the north, they talk to you like you are a southerner.
Yeah.
In the south, they like, well, you're from the Canadas, so
yep.
Hail.
From Greater Canada.
Yeah. Greater Canada. It is exotic around here. When I tell people I'm from Canada, they're like, whoa,
Canada.
Like coconuts and riding tigers,
like snow and mountains and shit.
Y'all got running water. It's like, nah, not yet.
So, Canadians here, I need to know: what part of Canada? And don't tell me a fucking
the asshole.
Sorry, don't tell me a city. East or west?
Central.
Sad but true.
Okay, well, you might have been on the line.
North Dakota, bro.
Could you in your area buy milk in a bag?
Yes.
Nice.
That's the only way to get it. Come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they know. Please give me an entire conversation in Canadian / North Dakotan. It's really North Dakotan. I learned that.
I think it's called Letterkennian.
It's a clever thing whenever people talk about Canadian accents. It's really Canada is such a melting pot. It's so many different styles. You don't ever hear anybody talk like that. Like, honestly, did you ever hear anybody in Canada with that really quintessential
Canadian
accent?
Not really, but now you go to the East Coast, Nova Scotia, PEI.
That's true.
You know, those places, you're going to hear. That's how people are going to talk over there. Yeah.
But mainly that stuff comes from North Dakota. It's all about North Dakota.
Tangled up in cords over here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What am I? Occupational hazard right here.
Getting strangled?
Yeah.
We got a guy for that.
We got a guy for that.
We got two guys for that.
I'm going to have to start cutting cords.
Beverages.
Yeah. There you go.
I not only do I know CPR, I'm an instructor. So
this man.
Let me know.
Hey, I'm a search
teachers.
Yeah. I'm a search and rescue diver. He is above and beyond me.
That's not true. I don't dive at all.
Well, yeah. Okay, underwater, I got you then. Yeah. Above water, you got me.
I am a swift water rescue technician.
So if you drown Jay Lindley, he'll save you.
Exactly, yeah. And I could take him if he drowns, if he goes under.
Right, right.
I could find his body.
I'm a certified liability over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm only
swim.
Good for if you're still floating. Once you make it down there.
Now, you told us a pretty rough story. We will not go into of it, but that type of stuff.
Yeah, let's not tease the listeners with such a great story.
I don't want to hear Shiloh cry on the air.
Again?
Yeah.
But I can't swim, so all I hope is that the regrettable cruise stays afloat.
If you can't swim, right? Just
Ray, have you had any sink yet?
You ever had the regrettable cruise sink or the TV
any
cruise?
Cruises? Yeah, any cruises start going down.
Why do you think we named it
regrettable?
Yeah,
he said it is the regrettable cruise.
Like a bunch of fat chicks, you know?
No. They're
50% off if we all drown and don't make it back.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
Half off if you don't make it back. I love it.
If y'all do like an all fat chicks tiki tour, call me.
All dude, hey, we could totally host that. We could host the all fat tiki tour.
Yeah.
If you buy a ticket to that, I love it. You own it.
Yeah. No, it's bought out.
$350 plus cruise.
From 3 to 15, man, if we're going to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They
Let's get them out there and make them eat kale.
Jeez.
Like, cause the ice cream tricked ya.
Now it's like Survivor. I'm sorry, but you've been voted off the boats. Sink or swim.
So
she went down like a stone.
Are y'all familiar with Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, sorta.
XL? Okay.
So
it's my grandpa's favorite show.
So, you know, I watched a couple episodes and I thought to myself, like, man, that'd be a good time to maybe like get out there and do some hooking up, you know, if you can stomach the smell, I'm sure, after day three. But this is I seen an episode, and you know, so if you don't know, they pair a man and a woman and you got to be naked and you got to survive and you can bring like one or two items or whatever it is. Anyways, so at the first of the episode, this lady is like, yeah, you know, I'm single, you know, so I'm thinking this could be a really cool experience, you know, get a big strong man out here. And you know, she pretty much said, like, you know, hey, I want to be gorilla fucked without saying I want to be gorilla hammer banged.
Yeah. Those
hammer
things.
Banged.
So hammer banged. So.
But if you're all dehydrated, how can you muster up the spit?
Exactly. So then it switches over to the dude, and they're interviewing the dude, and he's like, yeah, I'm pre-op trans.
Oh no.
You know, so it's this
pre-op.
Yeah,
point
like
out.
Pre-op, like so. We're,
you and I are important. Pre-op trans.
Yeah, so technically,
we're all pre-op trans.
Exactly. My
well,
point.
I don't intend on getting it, but this person intended on getting it. So,
hopefully,
you know,
with the money I win from Naked and Afraid, I'll be able to become a woman.
So the one lady that went on Naked and Afraid wanting to get laid, they give her a chick to partner with.
It's kinda, my goodness.
That'd make for great TV, wouldn't it? Two sexually frustrated people.
Yeah.
Naked and alone. Don't worry about surviving. I want to get my rocks off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's like, I brought a pan, I brought a knife, I brought some rope, and this lady's like, I brought a pack of condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was so ready to have a great time.
Now, ribbed. They wear shoes, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're naked.
Naked. I mean,
naked.
No shoes.
Yeah, but I mean, I've like been naked with my wife wearing shoes at the same time. Like it's
tell us about
hold
it.
Up.
Yeah,
tell us like, about
describe
it.
The situation, my friend.
Yeah, golf concert.
Holy shit!
Yeah, we don't have time for that. But shoes are critical.
I don't know that I've ever been naked with my wife with shoes on.
What kind of shoe do you wear?
Sometimes you might have
you
to
try
just go in a hurry.
Were they water shoes?
Mud boots?
Yes, definitely sneakers.
Steel toes?
All right.
They were cowboy boots.
But, I mean, like you look at like a Yanomano tribesman.
Absolutely.
In South America, all right? They're buck naked, everything for God to see right there. But they're wearing shoes, okay?
Yeah. Reeboks, too.
Yeah, it might be some Yeezys they're wearing or something. But
some jungle Yeezys.
Some Yeezys with a bad stitch.
Jeezys. Yeah.
Some Jeezys. I did see that's an update to the old Monk of the Doom Mountain. I did see a new dude wearing no shoes in Easy Mart again for like third time.
That, that same dude?
No, he wasn't working there. He was
just walking
there.
We need to holler at regional manager?
Tim Heflin
from Texarkana. I met the dude. Okay, you don't know this story. It was
You need to talk cruise, by the way.
I know, right?
We're still hanging.
We're back to it, then. That's all that matters. No, but Tim Heflin, I met him rolling craps on the cruise. He's the Easy Mart area manager from Texarkana.
Well, he needs to give some attention to the Hochatown because Smeagol gets on my freaking
Smeagol?
Last nerve.
Smeagol, you know him by name.
No, I know him by sight. Like, I look at him, I'm like, hey, you Smeagol looking
hey,
guy.
Hey, Jock J. Lindley, that's a Lord of the Rings reference.
Dope. Dope. I don't know.
Yeah. You're on a nerds podcast here, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah, that Easy Mart that I'm sure we're all talking about is so rough. The one, I mean.
Well, they're talking about the DeQueen at that 9th and Colin Ray Drive. Sorry,
all Easy
you
Marts
can cut
are
that
rough.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there's
absolutely.
No like luxury Easy Mart.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, the one in Stuttgart. Yeah, that one's real nice. There was a guy, I've told it on the podcast, there was a guy wearing an employee wearing no shoes. Easy Mart.
And when I saw Tim on Carnival Cruise in Cancun, Mexico, rolling dice, he's like, "Oh yeah, that's who I am." I was like, then don't listen to my podcast about the no shoes employee. He's like, oh, I heard about him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'll take the no shoes, but last time I saw him, like I really could not determine which body fluid he smelled like. Or maybe it was a combination of all of them. But
you can't make an employee shower though. Not in today's day and age.
It's gotta be hygiene requirements. I took a managerial training once for a retail environment I worked at.
Watch out.
One of the first things they taught us was how to explain to an employee when their hygiene maybe is not up to company standards.
Oh man,
there is a process for it.
How do you break that subject?
How do you broach it?
You just like, here's your bonus, and it's a sack full of like toothpaste and deodorant.
Yeah, today is one delousing spritz. Day. We're going to actually have to spray you down, all right?
I'm going to wash you down in the tub out back.
Do you have nits?
No, that dude, he must eat, sleep, and jerk off in his Easy Mart uniform. Like, he's covered in all kinds of shame glaze. He's like a donut, I'm telling you.
No, that is so, like, shame that is a glaze. Thing with your sleazier convenience stores. Like, do they only give them one shirt? Because every single shirt looks like hammered dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what are they, $5.99?
Right.
It's like when
they're not even collared.
When you get fired, you're like, turn in your shirt and your name tag.
Are you sure? Are you sure you want the shirt?
You want
I actually,
it stands up on its own.
I walked into our Easy Mart recently and this.
Crowd's coming back.
Okay, it's okay.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We got a crowd coming back. If they want to watch, you let them know.
We'll
continue.
Keep it good.
I won't do no dick talk.
Oh, it's the kids. Oh, it may be kids.
Oh, yeah, you let me down.
That's all right.
Now.
We can
continue
turn into a
until I'll let you know if kids walk up on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, went to Easy Mart the other day, and this particular our monk of Mountain Dew Mountain, he has a couple of shirts, I guess, but he was wearing one, and I didn't notice until he mentioned. He was like, "Hey, we have the same shirt," and I looked at mine, and I looked at his. And we sure did. Now, his had a few more X's in front of the L than mine did. But I promptly left Easy Mart, went home, threw that shirt in the trash, and got another one and went back to work.
Really?
Yeah, and Caitlin saw it the other day. She was like, "Well, why did you throw that away?" That's a long story. Okay.
I will not
but
share.
Basically, I'm not getting confused for an Easy Mart worker. All right?
What kind of shirt? I've not seen you wear a shirt that looks like Easy Mart.
A polo shirt. Now, it didn't have as many unexplainable stains on it as this gentleman's did. Yeah. But.
Well, they're very explainable. Either he's drooling or shooting. I don't
you
know.
See this one right here?
Yeah, story behind every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Jaws. You see
it's like, comparing which stains. Audience am I telling?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, nobody's coming this way, so I think we're straight.
Well, and I apologize, guys. I like spent all day trying to figure out what I was going to talk about. It's all speakeasy related stuff, you know. Like what it must have been like.
Let's get into some tikis.
Yeah, tikis.
Yeah, some tikis.
Okay, let's talk about that. Okay.
I love the transgender bathroom.
We just
found
out.
Super woke.
It's super woke for the area. We just found out though that this tiki boat this duck boat.
Yeah.
Remember the duck boat issue? The city, yeah. Missouri?
The people that died and stuff, yeah.
So they literally couldn't do anything with it. Yeah. So they parked it here and made it the bar.
Oh, is it haunted? Do you think?
No, that one didn't kill anybody.
The bar.
Yeah. Hold on, I have some history. 10 years this ago, boat, yeah.
We haven't served a Bud Light here in 10 years.
So this particular boat. So it what is where'd Ray go? It's
start
a
start wherever you
it's
want.
It's like a 1940s model.
It's like a 19th century.
It was that D-Day.
Yeah, no, it was at Pearl Harbor. It was at Pearl Harbor. Like it was
on Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, there during like a couple days before we dropped the sun on Japan. Straight up,
we dropped democracy on them.
Hey, getting and a little McDonald's. Cloudy out here. Have some sun. Like that plaid shirt, you're gonna be wearing it a while.
Dang, shots fired. You know, today, today is the anniversary of when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Whoa.
Right,
yeah,
so.
August 6th. Whoa. So, that's apt, my friend. Well done.
That was
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this
I knew you were a nerd.
This boat was at Pearl Harbor, and then Ray purchased it from a guy in California. So, it's a, like, I thought, you know, when you go to Branson or Hot Springs or something, you see the ducks, you know, I'm like, well, those are like new vehicles that they're manufacturing somewhere, and some of them may be. I had no idea that amphibious vehicles actually had a purpose, but I guess they did, and they were at Pearl Harbor.
Mm, they had a purpose, right?
They won us the war, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't the aircraft carriers.
No.
It was.
And now they just sink on Arkansas and Missouri lakes nowadays.
Things survives Pearl Harbor and goes down over in Missouri somewhere.
Such an ignominious end.
That's pretty cool. So is that boat haunted then?
Nah, I don't know. Ray said it didn't see any action. It just heard a lot of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but it's pretty cool. And now that they can't get insurance to actually do a duck boat tour, they just parked it and made a bar, which is the most Hochatown thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Just park it, serve drinks out of it.
We were going to make a meth lab out of it, but.
Blew the motor in my 84 Chevy, serving beer out of the back, baby.
Oh, my God.
A lot of drive through trailer houses around here. You could get a lot of product. You
know? Yeah. No, I like McCurtain County. It's interesting driving through it.
This is where the toothbrush was invented.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they use it?
That's a good point. But if it would have been invented anywhere else, it would have been a toothbrush.
I got a fire shot from Arkansas. So yeah, everybody's – it's always either Oklahomans telling Arkansans to brush your teeth or vice versa.
Yeah, but you guys on the Arkansas side really have a whole nother dynamic with not requiring the – what is it? You don't require blood tests before you get married so you can marry your cousin?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the whole cousin joke, right? Oh, okay. I always thought maybe it was fake, and then there really is. Like, I guess other places you get married, you take a blood test.
Being on both Oklahoma and Arkansas sides of the border and working and having spent lots of time there, Oklahoma jokes about Arkansas the exact same way Arkansas jokes about Oklahoma. They're like, oh, yeah, you're marrying your cousins, right?
I had a close call with a cousin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I had a very close call in college. With it ended up not being my cousin. It was that their family was married to someone in my family. But anyways, I went home with this girl, whatever. And then the next day when we were getting to know each other, I know.
So that's not a close call.
Damn.
You sealed the deal, my friend.
No, the close call was when she's, you know, we figure out she figures out who I am.
You trace like, black your family tree and found out it was a stick?
It's a pine tree. You just go straight up. Yeah. So she's like, oh, my God, I think we're related. So I immediately call my grandma because grandmas know. They're like, oh, that's Betty Jean's grandson. Yeah. And anyways, her mom was married to someone that was married to someone that we were no blood relation.
No blood. Okay.
Second cousin twice from
you. Yeah. Well,
I'm worried about their, you know, six-finger kids running around here.
Well, after your third cousin, you just stop counting.
That's true.
You
know? Right, right.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we have a very small family. I have no cousins. I know that's very, very weird, so I'm kind of jealous sometimes.
So, like, both single children married?
Yeah, yeah. I have one aunt, and she's unmarried, and she does that weird European thing where you live with your mom for forever. It's nice. Odd.
Oh, that's what dudes do around here
European
all the time.
Yeah. Weirdos.
Yeah, I love like guys around here, you know, they like they're super rich, you know, they make a bunch of money, they drive a $100,000 truck, have a $30,000 side by side
RV,
live with their mom.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's how you can afford it.
I guess you can afford that stuff with no house payment.
It's like, yeah. Bro.
Meanwhile,
but you live with your mom.
I rode a bike up here, like a bicycle, because I have a house.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyways,
I'm investing
it's
my future.
It's dark and I forgot my vest. Can one of you give me a ride home?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
We don't have a bike rack though.
It's cool. I'll come back and get it tomorrow.
You could chain it up.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll just hold it out the window and I don't know. We'll see if it works.
Do kids ride bikes anymore? I remember just riding bikes when, and my parents would be like, just get home by the time.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you can get that skin on Fortnite these days.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get that mount on WoW. You can ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I've never seen like a kid on a bike before. Like, you know, not since I was young.
And the selection of bikes at Walmart reflect that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you go in Walmart and there was some tricked out mongooses. There were some Huffies. I mean, you had from $50 to $250. I'd hustle my grandpa into buying me a new one every year. And now you go in and it's like there's a Barbie bike, you know, that you buy a 3-year-old, and that's it.
That's it.
And a mount and a 10-speed that nobody
cares
to have.
That some old guy in New Balances is like, I need to start exercising. I'm going to buy a mountain
or
bike.
Or Skechers Shape Ups.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jesus.
I just have such a livid hate for New Balance shoes, and I think it's because of my dad, and he never ties them. So he just walks around in New Balance with like 10-foot-long laces click-clacking all over the place.
I asked him about it once, and he was like, I'm on vacation. Why would I tie my shoes? Next time you fall down a flight of stairs, okay, because of it. Yeah, you ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
I really thought that was going somewhere else. I thought you were going to be like, you know, my dad wore New Balances the day he left, and...
Yeah, he said he was going out for cigarettes and he never came back.
Now he's in El Salvador.
Yeah. He's, we have a brother named Juan Massey.
Juan.
Yeah, I have a pair of New Balances. I kind of jumped on the trend when they started getting popular again. I bought a pair, and they're not the best shoes I've ever had.
Thanks to, what's the rapper's name?
I don't know. I thought Hugh Hefner made them famous.
Did he wear New Balances?
I don't know, just the old white guy thing. I mean, that's the only old white guy that I kept up with. that guy lived a life now. And those girls loved him.
Yeah.
Real love.
Nah, totally. That was real love.
That's the kind of love my grandparents have.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa's 84 and my new grandmother is 27.
And you hope you're... Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. How's your new baby uncle doing?
Oh, no God. Wonder the whole cousin thing's making sense. Your family's weird, man.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know how long we've been doing this, but I've got a question.
Okay.
Do you guys want to get into
a listener
question?
Was a listener question?
I'm so glad that we are sponsored by an attorney because otherwise,
let's do that. Man. Too,
ooh,
sure.
Let's give legal advice.
Yeah. We're sponsored by a brewery, a distillery.
I'm married to an attorney, so I can give legal advice, right? Yeah.
I think our relationship advice so far has resulted in get a life insurance policy and then put glass in his food, get a divorce and put a contact ISIS and put a fatwa out on your husband.
Put a fatwa out.
So, yeah, we are sponsored by Laura Lindley, Attorney at Law. We're also sponsored by Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochatown Distilling Company. Three things, so you can drink and drive, and then maybe Laura will help you out with it. I don't know if that's
package deal.
She does not defend criminals.
Yeah, she. The way
what
she
does
sees
she do?
I've got an attorney. Don't you worry. You get in trouble, you call me. I'll send you to my guy.
Yeah.
The way she sees it is, you've all done something wrong in your lifetime. You just may just not got caught at this moment.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, she's false. Not going to defend your baloney.
I've never.
Well, let me pull up this question, which is going to be sponsored by Laura Lindley, Attorney at Law in downtown Dequeen, 870-642-4462,
nice.
I believe is the number, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma,
true.
And a bilingual office.
Thank you.
Just
Espanol
for you,
and Inglés, señores.
So here's the question. This is the title of it that was sent to me. My brother screams at his Xbox all night, and both my parents are deaf.
What?
Who listens to this podcast?
We have an issue.
No. All right.
What the crap do we have listening
yeah,
to
it? Yeah,
I love it. I love it. So my twin brother plays Xbox all night, and he just screams at the TV. He literally doesn't stop, and when I tell him I'm trying to sleep, he threatens me with a hockey stick and tells me to stop being a bitch.
Twin brother as in, identical or?
Twin brother is it? I don't know. It doesn't
Where's the
say.
Problem
as if they
here,
would
I
say
don't
that, Jay.
Okay, good point. Sorry.
Yeah. As if he said, my twin
my
brother,
bad.
In parentheses,
identical. Hey, listen back to any one of the questions we've ever had. I've always asked too deep of questions that were going nowhere.
These questions always spark more.
Yes,
like,
yes.
And we never get follow-ups for them after we give our advice
right?
on what to do.
Yeah, and now it's that we have like 11-year-old kids listening to the podcast.
I guess so. It's not good.
They could be in their 20s.
Yeah. No, true. It seems like I know them. They're in their
not
20s.
Everyone's like you, Shiloh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've had 7 hours of sleep in days since he hasn't stopped screaming. I'm not allowed to take his controller since we have two of them. I don't know what that means. It's constant, and he literally burst into tears at times for losing a game of Madden. That's that. That's
oh,
that
so
type
the,
of
I know this type. I know this type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking Madden players.
They're
tears.
The biggest
tears
team.
Madden
yeah.
players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got some advice. Fart on his freaking pillow. He can't play Madden with pink eye.
Yes.
Carried to school.
You tried to throw a touchdown with your eyes swole shut?
Oh, my goodness. I recently woke up from one of his screaming fits that's lasted about 45 minutes so far. He doesn't stop, nor does he care about anyone. What can I do to stop him?
Hey, I'm thinking.
You know what they used to do to brothers back in medieval times? Like when you became king, you would kill the rest of your family.
Yeah, behead them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we can't go quite that far,
nah,
but you should do
but
something
you could
similar.
Choke them out with some jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I was going to say, hit us up Mondays and Wednesdays, guy. Come over to Broken Bow.
Roll around with some men.
We got you.
Let's get nice and sweaty.
Get nice and sweaty with some men.
I'm going to teach you how to choke that guy to death and then hit up Jay's wife.
It's your brother.
Right.
Cain and Abel, if you're into that shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This isn't that time. It's Madden.
It's too early.
Your invitation is kind of like a BYO code red, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a feeling I'm not going to be invited back to the podcast.
No, the Cain and Abel reference is fine.
Perfect.
It's fine.
It's killing the
Yeah,
killing
with
the brothers.
Vibe. Yeah,
killing
yeah.
the vibe.
It's okay. killing the vibe.
It's killing the vibe.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, got your own pack. You got your own podcast. What up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bring up Cain and Abel
you.
On that one.
I don't need you guys.
Well, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? What would you tell to this person who's trying to tell their brother to shut the hell up so he can
Pastor,
sleep?
Pastor, you first.
I don't know,
but
man.
I don't think you want to hear what I got to say.
I don't have a great experience in that field. I was waiting for another good relationship question. Like, won't shut up about their dead boyfriend. That was great.
That was last week.
I was going to say, part of our audience is actual twins.
Actual real twins. Right?
Can we ask them?
Oh, okay.
Can we ask them about the twin interaction?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. All I'd have to say is... you're just going to have to, I mean, this is like Full Metal Jacket at this point. Wait for your brother to go to sleep, put a bar of soap in a sock and frag his ass.
Yeah. Straight up.
Hell yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You know, that would be my advice. You're going to have to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You can't just let your brother run roughshod. Is that what's the
yeah,
word?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Soap in a sock does not leave a bruise.
Yeah.
So you're good there.
You can use a phone book. Yeah,
phone book.
Exactly.
Yeah, do the police method.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like our audience already. Maybe get
some hearing aids for your parents. I don't know. Like,
yeah. And what are you gonna do?
How did two deaf people meet?
That's the thing.
Well, they didn't call each other up or nothing. Like, that's where I'm stuck up on. And if you're deaf, why would you? I mean, you wouldn't marry another deaf person.
I think
if you were a short person, you wouldn't.
But if
be
y'all
with...
met at like Braille school,
yeah,
is that right. Is that a thing?
That's right. Do you like me? Yes or no? How do you get that question back?
I would assume it would be better to be. With someone like that, I don't think I could marry someone who only spoke Spanish.
But you only spoke English.
I don't speak Spanish. How are we gonna? Maybe I could do maybe Japanese, Korean, something like that. Russian,
But
I don't like.
That's actually a great point.
They both already know sign language.
Yeah.
You know, assuming they both can read Braille. They're used to the same struggles.
And nowadays, you can find people like deafsonly.com.
Yeah.
Deaf singles.
That, I guarantee there's a website for that.
Hey.
If there's a farmers only, there's a deaf people meet.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you swipe?
Well, yeah,
they're not blind.
They're deaf, not retarded.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think blind people get together, deaf people get together, you know?
I mean, you would have to.
You know?
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
What's it sound like when they have, you know what?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's got to be hard for them kids. No wonder they're so angry.
That's what's wrong with this guy, is he's had to hear that for the last 20
years. Yeah, exactly. His room's closer to theirs.
Yelling at the TV is probably the best thing you'll hear in that house.
Yeah. But that's also indicative, though. We've been talking a while. Let's go on to some relationship advice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. If you can't stop screaming at your TV and your Xbox and your wife just wants to have sex with you, you're having a rough time of your relationship. Like, remember I read that question?
Too much Nintendo, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I read that question. It was like,
too much Mario in your life.
Yeah. Exactly. Jeez, Jay, man. You're getting crazy on here. But
he's had three Miller Lite.
It's the audience.
He's had three Miller Lite.
This is my third Miller Lite.
And he is toasted. He is absolutely toasted.
We read that one question that was like, it was, I tried to feel sexy for my husband and I felt silly. And the wording of that was really important. Yeah. Silly. She walked into her husband's room where he's playing video games and she walked in naked. Just trying to, you know, and he was like, you know, 1 minute or whatever to finish up. And,
was it a minute or was it 60
minutes? No, it was like she wrote, I'd been sitting there for 30 minutes before I started to feel
fair,
silly.
Were they just dropping in on a game of Warzone? Because you can't pause that.
Yeah.
Me and my boys? 30 minutes later, you're down to top five at least.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to let her know, hey, baby. Five more.
You
got five.
Your palms
promise,
are
I'll
sweaty.
Be back.
You're about to sweat this one out. Like, you can't leave for somebody that's going to be there in an hour when the game's not.
Somebody kills you, you're going to take out your anger and sexual frustration. Yeah. That sounds like a bad mixture to
Second
me.
Second place again?
Yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know. We've said it a bunch. And a lot of these questions have been like, I don't know how to talk to my husband. He just plays video games all the time. It's getting serious,
it's
man.
Because we talk about video games all the time.
I think, like, all jokes aside, like, obviously I like to cut up a little bit. But I think that it is kind of a problematic time we live in with not just video games, but, like, just devices in general having a clutch on us. Because, like, I find myself in situations.
Can you shut up for a second? I got to check my TikTok real quick.
I find
myself. My phone's vibrating. Sorry.
Like, I'll be laying in bed, and I will be on my phone. And my girlfriend, she's, like, not a phone person. She's, like, I don't know where I found this lady. Well, I mean, she was dancing on a pool table.
Your phone's vibrating from a text message, and she's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns her own vibrations on.
So,
can you leave the room?
But it is like, you know, when you get with someone who isn't a phone person, you kind of start to be more, you know,
unphonely.
Like, yeah, well, you just you start reflecting, or I have started reflecting more, like, damn, I'm on this thing all the time. Because it's different if you're both on your phone. You know, we've all been in those times where, you know, you're on one end of the couch, your partner's on the other, and 3 hours later you've been on your phones and you're like, I'm getting kind of hungry. You want to get something to eat? Like,
hold on, let me finish
me
trying
too.
To cheat on you.
Yeah. But you've shared TikToks with each other, so you know what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, I think that people, you know, they kind of let the devices get a hold of them. And, like,
yeah.
It's probably a terrible feeling.
Right.
And that's why everybody comes to Hochtown, Oklahoma, to get away from them.
Ain't no freaking service.
You ain't got
out
no
here.
Cell service, bitch. Seriously.
Why they got to be bitches?
Yeah. No bitches. Sorry. No. And then we read one that was like, you know, of course they were dating, not married. So anytime we get a question where it's like, my boyfriend, I'm like, leave him.
Yeah,
just leave.
Leave.
What's the issue?
He's already got a red flag. Hey, he's not going to change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I just started my new job and I come home and my boyfriend won't help me out with cleaning the place. He just sits on his Xbox and blahzy, 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 blahzy. It's a serious thing, man. People just can't get off video
games.
Get
a new boyfriend. I mean, there's so many people. There's an app for that.
But he's paying
there is an app for that.
I don't think he's paying the rent. If he's on his Xbox, he's probably not paying the rent. If she comes home from work and he's on his Xbox, she's probably paying the rent.
Yeah. He's just got
Doritos. You could do something better. You know?
He's got Dorito dust armor on.
Yeah. Hasn't had a shower. Stinks.
Yeah.
But, man, his KD ratio.
Yeah.
All right.
3.0, sight to behold.
Yeah. Don't worry, yeah, babe. Once I'm done with the boys, I'll get to you. Oh, yeah. That's sexy.
Now, I'm a gamer, and Call of Duty is one of my favorites. And I can call some people right now that'll vouch. Like, when my girlfriend gives me the look,
yeah,
I just leave the game.
Yeah, I can throw my controller into the wall.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need this.
Yeah. Yep, just throw it to the side. Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's
do it. And then back to it. No, we've talked about it before. What's better, having your girlfriend or wife angry at you for playing video games? Or, like, you get up, you go, you help them do the dishes, you splash suds at each other, you know, quickly have sex in the sink, and then go back to having video games.
Yeah,
like,
you get exactly. to have your cake and eat it.
Yes,
you can.
Right.
And then
everybody's happy.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. But, you know, I don't know. You got to find a special person that really like appreciates your interest. You know, I mean,
Lara enjoys gaming with me. We play Warzone together.
Right?
Are y'all any good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm good.
I didn't know if it was cool or not.
I got a good KD.
I didn't know if it was cool or not.
I drag her along because she play with me, bro.
Yeah. You carry her.
Exactly.
You carry the team.
She carries me in every other aspect of life, so I can carry her on Warzone. Yeah. Warzone.
She's an attorney, and you're on the radio.
She's paying the bills.
Yeah.
I can carry her in Warzone.
I got you, boo. I got you, boo.
I've profited off of a girlfriend's ex-boyfriend gaming too much, where they're like, oh, and he would just come home and be on the video game, and I'd be like, yeah, I know, those computer games. I don't play them, you know, and just and it, like the same thing.
Tetris is so boring, man.
Yeah. Like, your first few dates with a woman, you are not you at all. You are just every man. You are just this, like, being that's able to, like, oh, yeah, I like that too, or no, I don't. You know, it's never honest. It's never the truth. You're just this kind of, like, clay that's being molded in front of her eyes.
Until you're 45 and have been divorced.
Yeah.
Because you know exactly what you want and don't want. You don't want no bull, no games,
right.
no crap at that point.
I'm not 40 and haven't been divorced.
Well, I mean,
you disagree with me?
Even 30 at that point.
You think you're genuine Shiloh when you're in front of your first date,
what
I've heard from you?
What I don't...
Wrong. Wrong. Arnold Schwarzenegger, wrong. Yeah.
One man could not have that many protection orders filed against him, okay?
Scout's honor, I make the same jokes. The only thing I don't do is fart. I wait to fart. The once I've kind of hook, line, sinker.
Such
then
a gentleman.
Yeah.
Then I unleash that.
Then you incorporate it into the bedroom.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're like, oh, it's so cute, right?
Once yeah.
the fart happens, it's over.
I mean, seriously. Like, well, I have to kind of warn them, like, hey, you know, just so you know.
I shit with the door open.
I'm the lactose gassiest intolerant. Man in America. I'm mildly lactose intolerant and love chocolate milk, so.
Just deal with it like I do.
Literally. But I mean, I try to be as honest as possible because, I guess what it is experience. Like, I got duped in a relationship one time. It was like the first month or so was very like, oh, no, I'm chill. Like, no, I don't care if you play video games. Oh, yeah, I have friends too. You should, go hang out, whatever. And then, you know, like, after a few months, like, that just went away.
Serious.
It was like, I just don't understand how a grown man could play video games because I have a fucking job. I pay the Wi-Fi bill, and I bought this computer. I'm going to fucking play them, you know? Like, what do you mean? What does my age have to do with it? It was way more to it. But now I'm like, hey, I would just appreciate honesty up front. Like, if you don't like farting, tell me because I fart. If you don't like video games, tell me because I video game. And
if
I'm going
like
to tell
it,
you those things.
If you like, I'll cup it and throw it at your face.
Yeah, cup of cheese. You know?
Like, I just can't believe you're not married right now,
Shiloh.
Yeah, right.
How does that work?
Nice.
No.
I would totally propose to you right now.
Thank you.
I tried being honest on a date once, and it did not work out. She left so quick, my head spun. I was like, I was doing okay until, like, we went to the bar, and we started drinking and this and that. And then eventually, somehow, the subject got on to, man, I don't even know if I want to bring it up. It got
it was
like into
transgender
like,
bathrooms
it,
or
it got
something,
into,
right?
No, it just got into like the legitimacy and blah, blah, blah of transgender issues and blah, 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 all that stuff. And like, I just had a few and I was like, my main thing is like, hey, anybody could do what they want. This is America. I'm not going to get mad at anybody, but come on. Come on. Come on. That's what I did. And she flipped and got out of there. And then eventually I think I did say something along the lines of like, it's cool until it's like sports, you know, because I just recently read about that dude who like got the surgery and then started fighting women in MMA.
Oh my God.
And it's I just want to wring that dude's neck.
I thought he just put a pink sports bra on. And
Oh, yeah.
Or like you said, Bruce Jenner walks into a bathroom and he comes out. He's like, I'm Caitlyn now. And we're supposed to be, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, what now? How did the date come about? Can I ask that?
Tinder.
One? Okay.
Tinder.
So.
Hey, Tyler's Tinder Tales.
Yeah, that's our most. This is the Regrettable Podcast. Our most popular episode is one where I tell 40 minutes worth of Tinder
of
tales.
His Tinder tales.
So, so that
it's good
with,
shit.
With
I'm a married guy, so I'm like living vicariously through this motherfucker.
And you're just happy you don't have to deal with it.
With a setup like that, though, I could see where you may have clashing personalities, and you would have to maybe censor yourself on the first day. Like in recent years, you know, since like out of college, like I don't use Tinder or anything. Like I typically am gonna
Grindr.
Grindr. Black people meet.
That's how I met him. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Pagan mingles.
Yeah. My girlfriend actually, we met on Christian Mingle. Her username was On My Knees for Him. I was like, loves the Lord and sucks dick, baby. Let's do it. We'll marry
for the
you
Lord.
Right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
the blood of Shiloh.
Most of
I hope y'all aren't religious back here. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So,
I wasn't until listening to him. I am definitely going to church this Sunday.
Yeah. I'm gonna rinse myself clean of this.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess. So I definitely agree with the. Kind of, you're not yourself because I've been that, but you know, now I don't do the Tinder thing. So I guess if I find myself on a date with someone, it's because we were probably in the same friend group. Like, you know, maybe, you know, one of us may go out later. You guys pretty cute, but you know, it's like and you're gonna
in the corner.
And twins.
You're
gonna, that's a that's
and
a,
I don't
no.
believe that shit. You look right. at these fantasy. Two. I seen you on the lot
no,
earlier.
These two. I know which one they're talking about. The ones right there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
the
like,
guy. The guy on the phone, who was it? Who was it?
Yeah, the
who
phone. That one was.
The guy
that's
on
the phone guy.
And yeah, yeah.
Oh, Yard Twins. I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
They're not identical.
They're fraternal.
They're not even brothers. Yeah.
They met each other.
We're
last
adopted
night.
Twins, okay?
Anyway, so if one of them agreed to go on a date with me, it's good. Yeah. They're gonna know that I'm vile and repulsive, and they're probably gonna be into it.
Right, right. I mean, that's a fetish nowadays,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean,
yeah.
Feet are vile and repulsive, but people love them.
Yeah.
No, I had a girl who I hadn't even been on a Tinder date yet. She asked me if I could buy her Waffle House. I was like,
yeah.
I'm so done with prostitutes in my life. That's not why I'm on here. Okay. I'm not looking for
that's
that.
That's pretty cheap, though. Waffle House.
Yeah,
come
that's all right. That's not too bad, I guess.
I feel
that's
the safest at a Waffle House because
although,
every video I've seen, that cook can fight. Straight up, the cook can throw hands. I'm going to Waffle House.
Yeah, the only time I've ever had a gun pointed at me, it was at a Waffle House.
It was the freaking cook.
Yeah, it was the maple syrup gun.
It's a breakfast hibachi. I love that place.
Yeah, but it really sucks. I don't know if any of you guys have had to use it before. Not had to. I mean, like around here, I'm new around here, so it's really hard to meet people in such small towns. So anytime I try to, people are like, who do you know? Who are you related to? You know, and I just say nobody, and then they don't like you.
Have you tried
going
to the bar?
Looking in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
Have you tried going to the bar?
I live in a, well, up until recently,
that's
I live in
a
dry county.
That's where I've met so many nice women.
You mean loose.
Walking
loose
home
was the
from
word
a bar,
you were
pick them
for.
Up.
Loose.
Loose women.
I mean, there's nothing better than an old bar fly. If I go to the same bar 3 weeks in a row, like, and I see the same girl 3 weeks, like that third week, I'm like, what's up, girl?
Yeah. I do really well with over 40s. That's like my prime spot right there. So
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, lots of divorced women around here that are also like, I don't know, something about the religious aspect. They want to like go away from it a little bit. I've heard that before. Like, what we're doing is so wrong in the eyes of, like, I know it.
And then in the eyes of who?
Yeah.
Say his name.
Yeah.
You know, they pull out like a coontail butt plug or something. Let's do it.
After this, I got to go to church at 11 and 6.
So I seen this was not an original thought by me. I seen this on the internet, but apparently the one of the best ways, especially to go for that particular category, is to go on Facebook Marketplace and then search wedding dresses for sale. You can filter by size. And you're going to get a recently divorced.
Damn.
You're going to get a recently divorced lady. And you get to pick the size. Well, I guess I guess it depends on how long ago she got married.
But. Right. That's not bad. That's
She's
not
been
bad
selling
idea.
That dress since 2012. Yeah.
I guess see how long it's been. Like, when were you married? Like, oh, you know, we got married in 2019. Probably safe. We got married in 2009. Send me some pics.
Why are you still selling that dress?
Send me some pics.
I'm selling my engagement ring, too, if you can get it off my finger. You got some tin snips? But if you go to Facebook Marketplace, I've seen this before, not on the real one, like an example of, a lot of women will sell a mirror.
Oh.
They'll sell a mirror and take a picture of it to put on Marketplace, and they're just naked in it.
I love
they don't realize what they're doing.
And 9 times out of 10, I keep scrolling.
Yeah.
So let me ask, with the Tinder thing, like, honestly, what's your goal with Tinder?
Score.
I mean, first and foremost,
just looking for marriage. Come on, and kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, for the thing that always got me about Tinder, especially like in college when we're all horny, is the I'm not here for hookups.
Oh, those people are there for hookups. Trust
you
me.
You fucking better be.
And then a big thing is the main amount of people that have like I'm not here for hookups.
they're not. You know what? I wasn't really planning on hooking up with you anyway.
Let me tell you this. That's what you're there for.
Yeah. Well, that's what Tinder is. Like, yeah, if you want to marry somebody, like, hey, let's get on eHarmony or something. But, you know, Tinder, like, I'm looking to crush, you know?
Yeah.
Bumble, I'm looking to crush.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm looking to slay, brah.
Yeah.
During the game, give me a sandwich.
I was kind of doing the PC principle, you know.
Okay, yeah.
PC, the pussy crusher. Well, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
So you've never used it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, in college, I mean, Tinder and Bumble, and I mean, I think I made a plenty of fish one time.
Oh no.
I mean, I've even used Craigslist.
Too bad they took those ads down. Yeah. It was a shame.
Yeah, but I mean, and the thing was, is it was always like. Typical dude thing, but look, if we match, I'm gonna send you a pretty grotesque pickup line that is far.
And a picture.
No. I've
you don't
never,
just shoot it off.
I don't have a big enough dick. Like if let me t- if you are, and you know if you are hung, then I could see why. But I don't have the confidence.
Just use the zoom feature.
I've always, I mean, I've
you know, shat, like just become an experienced photographer. Yeah. Use lighting and
well, not and a lot of else. Girls
yeah, blur
are
the
into
background
it.
So they really don't have anything to get perspective.
Yeah, no
to
perspective.
It, you know?
That's right.
I like get a like a mini Dasani water bottle yeah.
and or a plantain and say it's a banana.
Yeah,
go.
Fair. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, not a lot of girls are into the penis pictures, but I will say I've had some ask, and one of the better angles for me was always from the bottom, you know, like from the balls,
right? Yeah,
because there's another inch or so, you know, if you do it from the top,
yeah
if you do it from
your
the
fat
top,
roll,
yeah, you're. Yeah. Yeah, and then my gut, I mean, you can barely see the head. It's just not impressive.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been sent an unsolicited dick picture before.
Yes.
By a man.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, what episode is that on?
I don't remember, but I'll tell it again since we're in front
Please
of live
do.
Folks. I had a conversation with a person I've never had a conversation with on Facebook. So I just get this, you know the noise. Ding. And I look it up. I'm like, what is this person texting me for? And I look up, bam! And it's like...
slapped you in the face.
Yeah, slapped me in the face.
Like, you know the commercials?
Yeah, slow-mo like, sweat coming off. So that it hit me. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm looking at it, and it was immediately, oh, my goodness, don't look at that, or blah, blah, blah. I didn't mean to send it to you. And I was like, all right, whatever, man. It was like, did you like it?
Yeah, you meant to.
Damn. Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody related to as well.
Oh no, it was your uncle, wasn't it?
It was my uncle.
I've had the same.
He tried to recreate times we hadn't passed, and I said I forgot those. I repressed those times, uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when we were talking about constipation earlier, I thought I've never dealt with that, but then I thought, well, I'd spent every Thursday, Friday, Saturday with my uncle, so of course I didn't deal with that. That's God. Disgusting. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. No, I like it.
I'm out of here. I'm not getting the end of that back. I already know.
Are there any beers available?
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. For
everybody? I think
no,
so.
No, I'm cool. Yeah. I
one. Shiloh's cool. He's got to ride his bike.
3 Miller Lite.
Yeah. Can't drink and ride.
Yeah.
Don't drink and ride.
Makes it hard to pedal.
Just get a scooter. That'd Ooh. Be better.
Great time,
or what's up with the mountain bikes with the weed eater motor? We've all seen one. Oh, yeah. We've all seen someone cruising in front of Walmart in one.
Mm. Yeah. You know what I want? An adult-sized big wheel.
Dude.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
The trikes. Yeah.
The little plastic trikes that you used to ride as a kid. That would be amazing.
There was my great uncle. He didn't have use of some limbs. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I've been drinking. Sorry. But he had a trike.
How many?
He had, like, a lot of them. You talking about me? I've been drinking a lot.
No, like, but he had a lot of limbs that didn't work.
How many limbs did
he have? I think he had two. Used two of them.
Which two?
One arm, one leg.
When I first remember, it was one limb.
Yeah.
But at the end of my memory, it was two limbs.
It was two limbs.
Yes, that he did not have use of.
Okay.
Oh, like he lost multiple throughout your lifetime?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you heard Uncle Cletus, man. He lost his leg yesterday. Well, he just lost his arm the other week. What's going on with this guy?
Diabetes?
Yeah. The Dr. Pepper got him.
Oh, no. Here, lift your mic up.
Either that or he worked in industry prior to 1970.
Yeah, he was frontline Vietnam, all kinds of stuff. Mm. So
I remember it, man. Mm. I was in Poo fucking Da Nang.
I don't remember his stories. I'm just saying.
Bouncing Betty came up and blew my fucking arm off. I don't know why I'm doing that. I just need another beer. But yeah.
It's coming, bro.
It's coming. I don't know. I don't have any more questions. Mm. I don't prep for this either.
Yeah, well, I never have any answers. So.
No.
Sorry. No. So we're going into extra innings right now anyway for the podcast. So we're good.
Yeah, at this point, we're not getting paid for this anymore.
We have a live audience. I love all you guys. Just for the
record. This is a lot of fun.
Time.
Right.
Goodness.
Well, gentlemen, it's 10:30.
Oh, way past
it is 10:30. We also host a show, 92.1 FM. If you're going to be here from any point in time from here on out, then you're welcome to tune it in on the radio station.
I do not host the show.
He does not. He's not a part of it. It's just the three of us. We do on regular weekdays.
We actually get a tax write-off for having him on the podcast.
That's true,
It's like affirmative action type deal.
Choctaw.
Native American.
Oh, we were saying retarded.
Yeah, that too.
On the spectrum, okay.
Exactly, yes. Regrettable. Just type in regrettable wherever you find your podcast. That will find the three of us.
Yeah. Or don't if you don't want to.
If you're like, this sucks, bro, then don't. Yeah. And
I'm
hosting
with you.
What?
So I'm with you if you feel that way.
Right. I was like, I wasn't going to download it.
It went off the rails.
And then hosting Hochatown, he and I talk about things that are happening in this area. We try to get a different something every week. So you never know what's going to happen this week. Like all the social medias, regrettable, hosting Hochatown, y'all know the drill. And if you share it with two friends, then that's 13 more people than we liked before. So
we're going to close it out. It's the Regrettable Podcast. Big shout out to Ray for letting us host it here. Of course, our sponsors, Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Tequeen, and Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochatown Distilling Company.
Damn.
Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Yes. Of course, you can go to Regrettable JTP on any type of social medias and find us there. And that's going to do it. Thanks for joining us.
Let's say an invitation to everybody. August 28th, we'll be doing this all over again on Ray's Tiki Boat.
August 28th.
I like these people. All these people that have been here. Yeah. They could come. They could be on the Tiki Boat, and it's all gravy.
That's right. Oh, man. Gravy? Yeah. Thank you so much, Ray. Thanks to everybody who joined us for this, and we're going to close it out.
Peace.
There you go.
Goodbye.
All right.